I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Last week's double bombing in Lebanon targeted mosques. According to officials, it's an escalation believed to be connected to the Syrian war and renewed fighting in Iraq. The attacks compounded fears of an all-out Sunni versus Shiite war. Kids Alive International's Matt Parker says they were forced to close one center early, making it doubly important to reopen on time.
The children that we work with in this care center come from very difficult situations. They really would have no opportunity to get an education without our support.
This story is pretty complex. You can read more at our website. Next, even though it's nearing the end of summer, who wants to think of winter, right? Ministry at the 2014 Winter Olympics is kind of forcing us to do that today. Time's running out for you to commit to joining an outreach team at the Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia. SOAR International Ministries is coming alongside Russian Christians there. SOAR's Greg Mangione.
We are looking for up to 90 people. There's 3 weeks of the project, and we'd need 25 to 30 people for each week.
Deadline to commit is August 31st. I'll be going. Follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. And do you like games? Well, if you do, this story's for you. Stick around and you might find yourself on a new adventure. Wycliffe Bible Translators is partnering with Moody Radio for their Global Trek online experience, which runs through September 15th. Now, if you join in, you'll get a chance to see what Wycliffe does, dig deeper into God's Word, and maybe get a chance to win a trip somewhere to see everything in action. Want to play? Well, we've got the links to sign up at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. M&N's making available the new Josh Wilson CD, Carry Me, with your best gift. As you support us, you're helping M&N remind Christians to wake up and share Christ. Call 1-800-995-4828 to get yours or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Hewitt.